Hello, sir.
You have 15 seconds left on that 3 minutes.
Thank you. Sir, can you state your full name and, pardon me, sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Baltazar Martinez Jazz III, 136-6678.
Well, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on June 18, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir, I did.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. This afternoon, we are authorized for a full member panel, and I'll start at the opposite end of the bench. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, our esteemed Board Chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. And my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Turner, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Jass and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir, I do.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Jass, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board will make the final determination whether or not you violated your supervision. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I will begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse your criminal reserve company as follows. Violation of condition number 7 is demonstrated by providing a urine specimen that was adulterated by dilution and unsuitable for testing on or about May 9, 2018. For the task lab report dated May 13, 2018. Mr. Jass, is this true or false?
It's false.
Okay, sir.
I'll tell you why in a second.
Okay. First, we got to take some information from our community corrections officer, and then we'll come back to you for a few questions. So, based on Mr. Jass's submission of false, Mr. Turner, can you read us the allegation?
Allegation number one. Figure was placed on the task cover of the day program for random drug testing on 5-7-18, P.O. Palmer Spring explained task UA procedures and were understood by the offender. On 5-9-18, P.O. McKee re-explained task UA procedures and were understood by the offender. On 5-9-18, the offender submitted a urine sample for drug testing. The offender's sample from 5-9-18 was adulterated by dilution and unsuitable for testing for task lab report dated 5-13-18.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Jass. What is false about this allegation?
Well, sir, it says as an allegation, it says dilution and unsuitable for testing. Well, I have a toxicology report here. I'm sure you have a copy of it also.
Yes, sir.
Okay, on the bottom it says urinary creatinine and specific gravity are below acceptable limits. Okay, specific gravity would be your, I have a copy of the allegation as well as the staff report sent to my wife and my daughter, which took it straight to the lab and spoke to a lab tech or sling the toxicology reports from there. And specific gravity would be your iron, potassium, and zinc that would be in your urine. Okay, other than amphetamine, cocaine, and opiate THC, as you can see, it was tested and they all say negative. If it would have been unsuitable for testing, it would have said could not test, unsuitable, things of that nature. And as far as the current levels under normalized, it would stay below normal. So therefore, Ms. McKee understands she has a lot of lot of things on her plate, and she just took the word diluted as being diluted and unsuitable, because the word on this toxicology report doesn't say unsuitable. All my THC, opiates, and so forth and so on are all negative, so therefore, I should have never been violated for having my potassium below. My potassium, my zinc in my urine is what was below. And I thought of the numbers, if you read up the number is 1.0022, and the normal average would be 1.003. So that was the part that was diluted because I drank water. But the actual test for the liver substance themselves was tested, and that was negative on all of them. I didn't get this until three weeks after my violation. So I had no grounds to contest this accusation of a toxicology report. And so I called my wife and my daughter back, and they explained to me exactly what the lab check told them, that this toxicology report is accurate, and it was suitable for testing, and it was tested, and therefore I came back negative for all illegal substances in my urine. I should have never violated numbers.
Okay, sir. I will say this. First of all, I'm not a chemist. And number two, according to the test report, and I think you mentioned this, the last sentence of the report is specimen diluted. Urine,
creatine?
Yeah, creatine and specific gravity are below acceptable limits. So I'm going to stop for 1 second here. But, sir, hold on. I'm going to stop for 1 second here and ask a quick question of our community corrections officer. So, Mr. Turner, I have to put you on the spot, but is this typical of a task report in which someone has a diluted sample?
That is correct. When it's diluted, it comes back as you see it, and then we GCMS it to verify. It comes back diluted is there's too much water. Someone drinks too much water or something to dilute what they have, so you do not get an accurate reading. So sometimes it'll come back negative or come back positive, but they request a second. That's why we GCMS everything, or LCMS with a swab, because they cannot get an accurate sample on. And with this, this is showing what it's saying, specimen diluted means that it was deliberately diluted by drinking too much water to change the system.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Turner. Mr. Jess, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two. This is not the end of the hearing, but we do have to make a motion per the protocol of a revocation hearing. So based on the information provided to us, in warrant number 2018W1425, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal race or company.
Second.
Agree? Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Mr. Neal and Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Jazz, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information regarding your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Mr. Turner.
Yes, Mr. Jones was released from ABC custody on 7/21/2017 and arrested on 5/15/2018 by ABC on the tech warrant, but no new charges. He was returned back to ABC custody on 5/15/2018 with a release date of 8/20/2018, zero abscond days. Current conviction, 2011, commit E, count 17, narcotic drug violation, 6 years. 2012, commitment F, count 1, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 1993, commitment A, count 1, marijuana violation, 1 year, 6 months. 1994, marijuana violation, 3 years, 6 months. 1996, promoting prison contraband, 4 years, 6 months. 2003, marijuana violation, 10 months. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3. Mental health score is 1, substance abuse score is 3. STG information, he is a suspected member of the New Mexico Mafia, Arizona. Prior terms of supervision, 2002, TIS release completed 8 months. 2006, interstate compact released from Texas, absconded, Arizona closed interest in the offender. 2017, TIS release, arrested on the tech warrant, found in violation, continued with amended conditions. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs noted. Other arrests, 2003, possession selling marijuana, Texas, felony, conviction, state prison. Here's a GP score of G6, V6.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Jass. We'll make a quick review of the case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with a residence at MRC located at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. Is this the only place you lived when you were on community supervision, Mr. Jass?
Yes, sir.
And we don't have any employment notes. Were you able to work?
No, sir. I was just there for I was only there for a week, sir. I was waiting to hear when I get a chance to.
Okay. I certainly will give you that opportunity. Programming notes. Looks like that you were, during your original release in July 2017, you were given the task of running drug testing assigned to the color of agency discretion. February 2018, your color was changed to beige due to drug use. On November 11th, you were assigned to, or 17, you were assigned to the task color of navy. You submitted 6 diluted urine specimens in October, November, twice, December, March, and May. You failed to submit 6 urine six urine samples on September 13, October 23rd, November 22nd, 2017, January 26th of 2018, February 14th, 2018, and February 5th, 2018. You tested positive for THC 3 times in September, October, and November. You tested positive for morphine 4 times in September of 2017, December of 2017, February of 2018, and March of 2018. You also tested positive for methamphetamine twice on February 12, 2018, and March 1st, 2018. On February 20, 2018, you tested positive for amphetamine and opiates. In September 2018, you referred to CAP, your substance abuse programming, failed to attempt 5 CAP classes. I'm going to kind of speed this up because there's quite a bit of narrative. I'm just going to go down to sanctions. By September of 2017, your staff for positive weight for opiates and THC. You admitted using heroin and marijuana. In February 2018, you reported to an RPO, meeting with staff at SPO Smith. You self-admitted using heroin 3 days prior. You also stated your son was not checking your phone messages, therefore not getting PO's messages. PO increased your CHC classes 2 times a week. So that's where we arrived. Sir, were you, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm reading this correctly, were you revoked and then returned to community supervision? Mr. Baltus?
Yes, violated March 2nd, came back into custody and got released May 2nd to the MRC program.
Okay, you'll certainly have a chance to speak with us, but all indications are that you have quite a history with drug abuse, so
I go to 9 in the past drug use, but when I got released at the MRC program, these were the conditions for the Board of Clemency, the special conditions that were implemented. One, I was to go to the MRC program. 2, I was to get the liver cross shot, so which is an opiate suppressant. And 3, submit to random drug testing, which I did. When I got out on May 2nd, the day that I got out, I went and reported. I went to go see my private physician. My family paid $380. It could be a physical, my blood drawn, as well as a liver cross shot. on that afternoon, I reported to the MRC program on Monday, Monday the 7th. No, I'm sorry, it was the 7th. Did you wait for a request mentor officer upon arrival to the MRC program? 2 days later, I did another UA, which is the one that's been moved here. And if you look over the top left hand corner of the task card report, it even states test cover not applicable because it wasn't for parole, it was for the program. And then at my color sage, my color for my was sage, and that hit Friday, and then I UA'd again Monday. I took 4 UAs in 7 days after my release. I was only out for 7 days, and I never went home. I went straight into the program. It's why I don't want to sound like I'm argumentative about it, but I went straight into this program, and I did 40 UAs in 7 days, and this is the only one that came out diluted. It's why I'm being so adamant that I was negative. You know, but I understand the DOC, the gentleman representing DOC says, well, it could be this, it could be that. I understand he's not a lab tech. I understand all this, but it wasn't like I went to go take a UA for parole per task and it came out diluted. I was in the program itself already, and I already did one prior and two after, and all of them were clean. This one was diluted because I drank water, but it wasn't diluted for the fact that I was trying to hide anything. When I got reinstated for the Board of Accountancy, I never went home. I went straight into the program.
Well, I appreciate your position, Mr. Jass. I think the bottom line is that when you return to community supervision, the rules are pretty strict. I don't think there's much margin for error. So I don't know what's in your heart or mind. I don't want to be accusatory because I wasn't there. What I do know is that you did receive a task report with diluted specimen, and based on the fact that this board returned you to the community with pretty strict supervision, there's not a lot of wiggle room there. So
I'm going to that's not what I was saying, so I was nowhere back into the community. I went straight into a program. I was never in a community.
Well,
what I'm saying,
you went straight into a program, but what I mean is when you returned to community supervision, and you were under community supervision. I'm going to ask the fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Just 1 second, Mr. Turner. Any questions from fellow board members?
I don't have any questions.
Okay, Mr. Turner.
I do want to clarify that I believe that you did that yourself, that he was a board of reinstate, so he was found in violation and reinstated. Part of the board's conditions, which he signed conditions on 5/9/18, was appeal to start revocation process upon first positive, diluted, unsuitable for testing, or unexcused UA. So he signed that knowing that.
Thank you.
This is another thing, sir. I have both copies that I signed, one on 5/7, the day I got released, from Ms. Palmer. And nowhere on this one, the super on special conditions, does it say anything about the duty. Now, the one I signed on the 5/9 and then after duty by Pam McKee does. So one contradicts the other. The very first one I signed, when I got released, doesn't have it on there. I'm sure you have copies of both of these.
Wait a minute, sir. The first one you're showing me is from what date?
5/7.
And then the next one?
The day of 5/9.
Okay. Well, out of our contradiction, I think it may be the parole officer adding the language that was necessary from the revocation and your return to community supervision. I will say, Mr. Jass, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. So as a final statement you'd like to make to the board before we go into discussion, we only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us. We heard you. You've taken a good position. But is there anything else that you feel is important to know?
Yes, my wife and my daughter, when they went to go pick up my property, we're at the MRC program. They talked to my therapist, the CO3, as well as their supervisor. And they're willing to accept me back right into the program if I were to be reinstated. So once again, I wouldn't be going back into the community per se. I would be getting released back into the MRC program there at Black Canyon if you guys find me eligible to be released to them. And that would probably be under the same parole officer, not another one that's there on site.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Jazz. The board will be going into discussion now. They saw it, that we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes? So if you'll just remain on the phone, sir, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
The board is now in discussion. For the board members, with respect to Mr. Jass, I think he's a very intelligent, or at least I find him a very intelligent individual, and I think he put together a pretty good argument for his predicament, and I appreciate that. I think that shows some skills. I think it shows some abilities to stand up for himself and to be assertive. But to go back to a point that I have made in our dialogue, he was released back to community supervision with some very strict guidelines. I understand that he was in the MRC for a short period of time, but it is pretty clear in the ruling that he would be revoked for any, to include in that, a diluted sample. And with only 53 days left on his prison sentence, I am not finding him a suitable candidate for returning one more time to community supervision, but I am certainly open to the discussion amongst my colleagues. Yes, Mr. Neal.
Thank you, sir. One of the things I want to comment on is, the, I don't call it arguing, not really arguing, but the idea that he signed one that doesn't have a condition on it, and then 2 days later he signed one that does. So the one anything it does would take precedent. It would be the one that he had to follow. But my point is that he had a hearing in front of this board. This board, when we put that stipulation on there, it makes that clear at the end of the hearing that that's one of the stipulations of the lease. And so I don't understand how it could be a surprise to Mr. Jazz that a diluted specimen, and it doesn't say why it was diluted, just that it's diluted. So I agree, I'm not seeing him suitable for return to community supervision this time, but part of that because there isn't a whole lot of time left for the cert anyway.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. Any further discussion by you?
I agree. I just want to make a note that I hear what the Mr. Jazz is saying, but he's had either diluted, positive UAs for the first time that he was actually out, the board reinstated him, and then he came back with another diluted. It's not the first time that he's tested. He had a diluted UA, so he certainly is aware of what he has to do in order to do a UA. I think he's just trying to use the system to get back out, but it was very clear that when he was reinstated that he was going to be revoked on the first positive, diluted, or unsuitable for testing UA. So I'm definitely not supportive based on all his past UAs. He was put out of the program for the diluted UA. So I'm not supportive at this time of him being reinstated again for a second time.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Dr. Ray?
Agree with him. Distinguished colleagues.
Thank you. Then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. And that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018, W1425, our discussion with Mr. Jass, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. We move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Jass was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed, or was about to lapse, in the criminal ledger company, and that is my motion. Oh, pardon me, inasmuch that he provided the urine sample that was diluted in violation of the conditions of his return to community supervision.
Second.
Great. Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Mr. Johnson. Mr. Jazz, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released, at least according to Ames, on August 20th, 2018. Which is 53 days away. So we encourage you to take advantage of these last days to put together a plan for return to the community. Upon your return, you will have no parole officer, no community corrections. You'll be able to pursue your own interests. Hopefully, if you are struggling with drug abuse, you'll be able to pursue programming of your own choosing with the support of your family. So we do wish you a safe and productive return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. Jass would appreciate it if you'd give the phone to your community, pardon me, to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Senator.